Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Secret Artists Podcast, the podcast where funny people do art and have a chat. What's not to like? I'm your host, Annie McGrath. And I'd like to wish a very happy new year to all those who celebrate. This week, I'm joined by the fantastic comedian Anirban Dasgupta. We had a lovely chat whilst drawing away in his dressing room at the Soho Theatre. If you want to see our drawings from today's episode, then make sure you're following Secret Artists on social media at Secret Art Pod. Enjoy the episode. See you on the other side.
Hello, Anirban.
Hi, Annie.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on this. I'm going to read you an introduction.
Okay.
Anirban Dasgupta is a stand-up comedian and writer who started out as an engineer before moving into the world of comedy. He released his stand-up special, Take It Easy, on Prime Video to critical acclaim and has his own dark comedy series, AFSOS, also on Prime. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Okay, great. Anirban has performed at comedy festivals internationally and has just completed a run of his latest show, Polite Provocation, at London's Soho Theatre.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome.
That is absolutely right.
It's all factually correct.
Yeah.
Great. So I've never met you before, but yes. Here we are backstage.
Fantastic.
In London's glittering West End.
Oh, yeah.
And how's the show been going?
Show's been going great. This is my first time in London.
Yeah.
And actually, this is my first solo show outside India.
Okay.
I've only done like half an hour's abroad.
Yeah.
So, I came with very low expectations, but it's been so good.
It's been so good. I think best to have low expectations
as
a general rule for life. And audiences have been good. You said you've sold out tonight.
Yes. Audiences have been good. There's been a great mix. There's a lot of Indians. There are a lot of non-Indians as well. People who are probably watching me for the first time.
Okay.
Last night, there was a group from Turkey.
Oh, nice.
And so I was very happy with the mix. Gives me a lot to play with. If it's just Indian crowd, then I can do this in Mumbai only. I don't have to travel all the way.
True. Yeah. That's the good thing about London.
Generally,
most audiences are very mixed.
And
how have you found doing 1 hour compared to just half hour sets and things?
Great. It's been really smooth. I think I kind of found my flow on day one.
Yeah. I was
doing a run in Mumbai to prepare for this run.
Yeah.
And then I realized it was completely different.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought that, I'll get my the sequencing and the structuring right over there.
Yeah.
But no, not really.
Oh, really?
It seems like that was a different show.
Okay. And well, because the audiences are so different or just because the structure has changed?
Just organically, when I started talking to the audience on day one, just the jokes were different. A lot of it wasn't even written. And,
oh, great. So loads of room for improv.
Nice. Probably the second half of the show was something that is pretty rigid or fixed.
Yeah.
But the first half is a lot of fun because every day it's a little different.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah. Keeps it fresh for you as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you consider yourself to be an artist. No,
I don't know. Definitely not an artist. No.
So when was the last time you put pencil to paper?
Pencil to paper to draw something?
Yeah.
Would be in school, actually.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
This is like time travel today.
Okay. Oh, good. Well, have you chosen for something for us to draw?
Yes. So I was thinking about this last night. I really draw poorly, okay? That's a disclaimer up top. But I remember a story when I was in school.
Yeah.
There was like a big drawing competition. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely horrified by it. And the thing I selected to draw was an unusual choice for like my school back then, probably even now.
Mm.
I tried to draw David Beckham taking a free kick. You know, that pose of him,
yes,
taking a free kick.
Yeah.
So I think that's one drawing I know.
Okay, fine. Sounds good. I mean, you're not, you weren't a United fan. You're a Liverpool fan.
I'm a Liverpool fan,
yeah,
but I'm also like an England fan. And
okay.
So I actually hate United. And
yeah.
I'm just, that's always been that little irony that I hate United, but I love Beckham.
Okay.
Because he was England captain when I started following football. And that little like, you know, that moment before David Beckham takes a free kick,
yeah,
I'm just obsessed with it. I've been like right from childhood, like now, even now, if you look at my YouTube search history, it's always like David Beckham free kick, David Beckham compilation.
Yeah. And have you watched the Beckham documentary?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, the day it came out.
What did you think?
It's great. It was actually great. Like, I've always felt that there's a lot of noise around David Beckham because obviously, like, you know, he's a superstar and a marketing genius and all of that. But he was such a good player. I really enjoyed watching him play. Like, I used to play a lot of football back in Calcutta. I grew up in Calcutta. And he was the guy I would like to copy, and I'd like to replicate in playing with my friends.
Oh, nice.
So it's been like, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I need to finish the documentary, actually. I've watched the first episode.
Mm.
It was always, because I'm from an Arsenal family.
Yeah,
so it's always ingrained in me to hate David Beckham, even though he's England captain.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, he's amazing, obviously.
Yeah.
And I felt very nostalgic watching the like 90s footage of the games.
Oh,
him and Posh starting their relationship.
Oh, yeah.
So I've brought in a mixture of drawing implements. We've got classic pencils here. Charcoal. Don't know how you feel about charcoal.
I'll just use a pencil. This will be very, very ordinary. Probably would not look like Beckham at all.
No, perfect. I might work from a photo.
Yeah.
Are you going to go from your memory? Or?
No, I'd like a photo as well. Like,
I think it will help.
Yeah.
My favourite film growing up was Bend It Like Beckham.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man, I love that film.
I watched it every weekend for a year.
God, I just love that film. I love the songs.
Yeah,
I love
everything so about good. It. Yeah. Oh, maybe I'll do a sort of him from behind about to take a free kick.
Yeah.
Because then I don't have to draw his face.
That, actually, the face, let that be just blank.
Yeah.
I'm more interested in the posture, actually.
Yeah, it's a good posture.
Yeah.
I mean, no one can bend a ball like Beckham.
Yeah. You know, Bend It Like Beckham had some great songs. And one of those songs was like a really popular breakup song back in India.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which was the song? I remember Basement Jacks being in it, but that was in the club, I think.
This was a song by Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. I think it was called Tere Bin.
Okay.
Yeah. And remember, like, that would be on the playlist when you're going through
a breakup.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, God, I love that film so much. Yeah, help yourself to pencils.
Okay. Oh, my God.
So what made you decide to leave engineering behind and get into comedy?
Man, when you were reading up the introduction, I almost forgotten about engineering.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was a really bad engineer.
Why were you bad?
Because I didn't study in college.
Okay, so you were just making it up.
Yeah, I was just winging it.
Yeah.
And I was playing either football or cricket every day of the year.
Oh, nice.
And I would like hardly attend college. My attendance was really low.
Yeah.
And I did engineering because, you know, it was a little bit of peer pressure, like back in India, like most people do engineering.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of my friends, they were all kind of doing engineering. And so I was like, yeah, okay, let's go for it.
Yeah.
But I never really enjoyed it.
So how long did you actually do it for?
4 years, that's the course. Yeah.
And then you're a professional?
No, so after after my college, thankfully, I got placed in an engineering company, but I was in sales. It had nothing to do with what I studied.
Oh, that's good.
It was a hardcore field sales job.
Yeah.
And I'm happy because if I design some bridges and all, things could fall.
Yeah. You don't want to be the engineer famous for a huge disaster.
Absolutely.
I've just started again because I didn't leave enough room on the page.
Okay.
So I'm going from the, which picture have you got? You've got him front on.
Yeah. I'll try to replicate this.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's good.
But, man, I don't think I'll come close.
Well, let's see. So we've gone sort of opposite. You've got the front angle, I've got the back angle.
Where is AI when you need it?
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah. What do you think the future of AI in art is?
Oh, man, can't be good.
Do you think comedy is safe?
I don't think so.
No,
because I feel that, comedy is like already misunderstood so much.
Yeah.
That how does that change? I don't know. It'll probably like create more division.
Yeah. So how is it touring in India? You said that that's mainly where you've performed, right?
Yeah. So I live in Mumbai.
Yeah.
I'm from Kolkata. I moved to Mumbai a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. Like the Indian comedy scene is very new, but it's fantastic. Like everybody knows everybody. It's a very small scene, and I absolutely love it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And you have a child, 2-year-old.
Yeah.
She's very cute. I saw a photo on your phone.
Thank you. Yeah. She's two. You know, one of my first videos that like did well was a video on I don't want kids.
Oh, okay.
Right? And a lot of people actually still associate me with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So when they like, stumble upon my Instagram, they're like, what the fuck happened here? Like in the last.
It's the perfect twist. And was that true at the time?
Yeah. And I was very vocal about it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I just thought that a kid would be too much for me. And
what made you change your mind?
I think just time, just the passage of time.
Yeah.
On reflection, now I feel that I was really stupid to think that way. Because, I never saw how beautiful it could be.
Yeah.
And, now I absolutely love it.
Would you have any more?
Huh?
Would you have any more, do you think?
No. Probably no. Actually, that's a call for my wife, actually. Because I don't really have to do much,
Yeah, most of the heavy lifting.
Yeah. I was almost bored during pregnancy. So.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah. So.
Being bored is, I guess, a privileged position to be in.
Absolutely. Like a lot of my set talks about this, that like, no matter, like, it's like not really a thing that I have major contribution in, like it's just... I'm just an observer to the whole like magical process. So
is that what you say to her during parenthood?
Yeah.
I'm
but,
just observing.
Yeah, my wife was like, no, I've had enough. Like, I don't think I can do it again. And she had a very tough pregnancy as well.
Oh, poor.
So yeah, and I think looking at my bank balance also, I think we should stop now.
She's an expensive child.
Yeah.
And how has how have you found the balance of doing being a comedian and being a father as well?
I love it. Like now after I became actually so like my like I've reduced going out every evening for sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like earlier I used to be out all every night
playing sport or watching.
Yeah, like mostly playing and just like hanging out with comics afterwards.
Yeah,
and I used to come home really late, and that lifestyle has completely changed. Now I really like wanna come back home as soon as I can.
That's nice.
Yeah, even for this like London trip, like I'm heading straight after the run gets over. I'm going back, not really staying there. Now I just feel like being home. Like
that's nice.
Yeah.
You're old now.
Yeah, I'm old now, absolutely.
Did I see you went to Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Just
for a night, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was great. I did the show, then got really high.
Yeah.
And met some old friends. met one friend who I had not seen since my wedding day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't know when that was. It could have been last month.
Sorry.
I don't know when you were. Not since your wedding.
It was 10 years back.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been nice to catch up.
Yeah, that was great.
And you did Just for Laughs.
Yeah.
What was it like being one of the comedians chosen for the International New Faces of Comedy?
It was fantastic. Yeah. I actually met a lot of comics from London there. Rhys James was on it.
Yes, friend of the podcast.
Yeah, Catherine Bohart.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, and they were so good. Sophie Duker.
Yeah.
I had a great time. I was there for a week. You know what happened? Our show got cancelled.
Oh.
The audience was in.
Yeah.
The host had gotten a 1 minute heads up and our show got cancelled due to a fire alarm going off.
Oh, no.
Literally a minute before the show. And it was so sad. We were all escorted out. And then I was like, okay, now we didn't even know if we were going to get that gig again.
Oh, shit.
And we were just like, you know, just walking around. Jason Leong, a comedian from Malaysia, he and I, we were like, okay, let's just go to a bar. And just drink this out. And then
was any part of you like, this is a great outcome? Or were you sad the show had been cancelled?
No, it did become a great outcome because we went to a comedy club. We went to a bar show. Like, we saw that there was another show going on. Tommy Tiernan was on that show and wanted to watch him.
Oh, nice.
And we went there, but mostly to drink, you know.
Yeah.
It was like really sad. And Bill Burr popped in that show.
Oh, nice.
To do a spot for 10 minutes. He was doing a stadium the next day, I think.
Oh, that's cool.
And so then I was like, okay, it's not the worst outcome. Just got to see Bill Burr.
Did you do Melbourne Comedy Festival as well?
Yes. Melbourne, I've been doing I've done it thrice.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, I'll just draw it again. I'm not.
You started again?
Yeah. Okay.
What went wrong the first time?
The most important part, the legs.
Yeah, I struggled with the legs and I've started again as well.
Yeah.
And what do you...
So Melbourne, I've been doing first time I went there was in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously a couple of years, there was no festival due to the pandemic. And
okay.
Then I started again in 2022. Melbourne's great. My favorite show at Melbourne is the road show,
mm-hmm.
which starts after the festival. So after the festival gets over, there's basically it's a road trip of comics where one batch of comics would cover Western Australia.
Yes.
One would cover Queensland, New South Wales. So they basically go around town, go around the continent, 75 towns they hit. And I absolutely love that.
And did you go to Perth?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did the Western Australia leg. That was I think 16 towns in 25 days.
Amazing.
So we would it's like tourist by day and comic by night.
Okay.
And beautiful entertainment centers, towns, town halls we were performing at, big rooms. There was a town where the population was, I think, some 12,000. And there were 1,000 people at our show.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, so, I really enjoy...
Good time to burgle people's houses.
Yeah.
And have you been to Sydney?
No.
That's
no.
The only part of Australia I've been to.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's good fun. What do you make of Australia in general? Do you like the audiences? And
Yeah, I like the audiences. I like the roadshow audiences, I especially like because those are audiences who have no idea who I am,
mm-hmm.
and I have no idea who they are. So I just like that little equation because back in India, it's not the case.
I really?
Yeah. So back in India, people know you.
Yeah.
So whoever at least is coming for a show.
Do you get stopped in the street?
No, not that much. Once in a while, maybe at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm not that popular.
I bet that's not true.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And you're a big football fan. So yes. Why is football so big for Bengalis?
It's always been big, in India, actually, that's, I think, the football capital, where a lot of big, all the big Indian clubs are from Calcutta, Mohun Bagan, East Bengal. And so there's like a culture of football, you can't escape football in Calcutta.
Yeah.
And in India, overall, football is not big, but that's not the case in Calcutta. So I've grown up, watching football, playing football.
Yeah.
My father was a footballer. He was a pretty good footballer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and he I became a Liverpool fan because of him.
I was going to ask why you became
a So my dad, studied in Newcastle for a year.
Okay.
In the glory days of Liverpool, early 70s.
Yeah.
Late 60s, early 70s.
Shouldn't he be a Newcastle fan then?
No. I think Liverpool were the big club at that point.
Yeah.
Doing everything. Thankfully, he was not Newcastle. And, initially football is so cricket dominates everything in India.
Mm-hmm.
So very early on, I was not a football fan and I was fully about cricket. And my dad used to be can you please allow me to watch Liverpool versus Manchester United? Mm-hmm. In those days, only one match used to be broadcast.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, yeah.
And, on the big match day, he would be please, can I watch Liverpool, Manchester United? And I'd be no, Kenya and Bangladesh are playing cricket. I'll watch that. And that's even an important match.
So you got back into it in recent years.
Yeah. I got into it, when I was, I think, around 12 or 13 years of age.
Okay.
So that's when I kind of really lost interest
in cricket.
Not lost interest, but I still love cricket, but then I started exploring other things. Otherwise, I was just about cricket.
Football's a way more exciting sport,
yeah.
I think, especially in this country where
totally.
Cricket gets rained off. It mainly doesn't happen because of the rain.
Yeah.
But do you think Liverpool have a chance winning the league?
Yeah, I think
so.
And
the FA Cup, obviously a sore point. We're fresh off the back of the
FA Cup. It's okay if you don't win.
2-0 defeat at the weekend.
Yeah.
What was your take on that game?
I actually didn't watch it.
Oh, really?
No, I just saw the highlights.
Mm-hmm.
It was surprising. I thought that we'd lose because it was at Arsenal and we didn't have Mo Salah. So I thought we'd lose that. And it was I didn't bother much about FA Cup, but the Premier League is what is the key.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, it turns out you don't need Mo Salah. Because we can't score goals.
Only for Arsenal.
I know. It's so as soon as it started, I was we're playing such good football. We're incredible. But in the back of my mind, I was we're going to just not be able to score.
Yeah.
The most recent.
So many chances.
Arsenal missed.
Yeah, yeah. The highlights was just missed chances of Arsenal and then two Liverpool goals.
Infuriating.
Yeah. So your family supports Arsenal?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, my dad, my brother, my auntie and uncle used to. And just... whole family, my granddad, I grew up in North London. So
okay.
There's only one team to support in North London.
Okay, one, not Spurs.
No way.
My drawing is really bad.
Oh, I bet it's not. I'm trying to do some shading, but it's quite...
Yours is very good.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
I've not left enough space at the bottom again. I'm trying to do his shadow, but...
I don't know what to do with his legs again.
Yeah? What's the issue with his legs?
See, so I like this leg, the standing leg I've got in it. But what about this one? I forgot.
Oh, yeah, it's hard because it's...
Yeah,
he's bending his knee, so you can't see...
You can only see his knees and it feels like...
It looks like an amputee.
Yeah. Sorry, David Beckham.
My advice is just... looking, which sounds so patronizing, but I think sometimes in our head we try and we're like, oh, that's a leg, so it should look like a leg. But if you just look at the shape of it,
Okay. I was just thinking if I should like just look at another photo.
Yeah, which is so you just got rid of the photo.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a little better, I think. Over here is about.
It's still hard. The angle of the legs is hard because.
Yeah.
I think I saw on your Instagram some animation.
Yeah.
Do you do that yourself? You draw the animation?
No. That was like a collaboration with a friend of mine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, you can draw.
No. I can't. I can give a good brief.
Okay.
And that's it.
That's fun though. So you work collaboratively to create. Do you write the animations and your friend draws them?
Yeah. I wrote it. Actually, that video, that's my pinned post actually. That video, I thought that was a political video. And I thought the best way to put that out would be an animation where your face is not there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So that kind of flew under the radar. And that got shared around a lot. It was viral on Twitter and all, but most of them don't know who made it. So I'm safe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because there's a level of separation in a drawing that there isn't, I guess, when it's you performing a stand-up routine.
Yes.
So have you enjoyed the freedom of performing here? Does it feel like you can be more open with what you're saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. Over here, there are at least some 5-7 jokes that I've been doing that I'll never do in India.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm so happy while doing it. I think that's that's one of the highlights of the show here.
Yeah.
Yeah, where I think the audience also gets that, okay, this is just exclusive content.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. Over there in India, politics is still doable, but religion is a completely off bounds.
Okay.
I like it that over here I don't have that issue. There's no threat over here that I can leave the show and just go to my Airbnb and there'll be nobody waiting in between.
Oh my God. Would you ever want to move over here?
No, see, I really I like the idea. Mm-hmm. But after this week and the weather, I'm a little worried about it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. This is probably the worst time of the year to visit England.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this is your first experience of London. But the sun is out today, so that's nice.
You know what I think I'll do? I'll put Beckham in a Liverpool shirt. It's like a childhood fantasy.
Really? God. Sacrilege.
Sorry. Sorry about all this.
It's hard enough drawing Beckham, to be honest.
It doesn't look like Beckham, man. This one, it looks like nobody, actually.
I'm not sure about these purple Liverpool shirts. What do you think?
Horrible, yeah.
Felt strange.
But those white Arsenal shirts are also pretty bad.
They're a bit Spursy, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, but why were they wearing white at Arsenal?
It's a campaign with Adidas for anti-knife crime.
Oh,
so it's saying no more red. But I now think they're bad luck based on the result of the weekend.
Yeah. It's a strange jersey because I was just watching the highlights. Even the numbers are not...
I felt bad for the commentary team.
It's so
hard to see the numbers.
It's like a test cricket uniform, just all whites.
Exactly. Your family plays quite a big role in your stand-up.
Yes.
Do you have to sort of go through your routines with your family first and get their approval, or do they ever watch you do stand up and say
No, they're actually really distant in general also.
Okay.
Family
perfect.
my parents are not that much into stand up. They actually I don't think they even understand what stand up comedy is.
Okay.
My dad probably does, my mom absolutely not.
Right.
So even now she would ask me I told her today that today is a sold out show. She did not know what it meant.
Okay
so she's like, it's just from a different era. And I think she has a tough time explaining to her friends what I do. I am not really sure,
but because it's such a new thing where you're from.
It is a new thing. My mom has seen stand-up comedy on TV, but the concept of live stand-up comedy is very new. And my mom has seen,
will you just be proud of me, mom?
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure to some people she still says that I'm an engineer.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But did you say your dad has more of a concept of what it is?
Yeah, my dad kind of, I think my dad watches you stand-up on YouTube.
Yeah.
My mom doesn't. So my dad has an idea of what I do, but he has, like, I think watched me maybe once or twice. Like, and that also, like, back in the day when I was starting out.
Yeah.
I don't think they've, they've seen me for the last, like, 7, 8 years for sure.
Were you more nervous when he was in the audience?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was. Actually, they were there for, my mom was there for my first solo show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, I could see her, like, she was
right. But she still doesn't know what it is.
No, she just, like, she probably thinks it's some form of theater.
Okay.
Yeah, like, it's, sometimes she'll ask that, are you doing it alone, or, like, do you have somebody with you today, and, you know, things like that. So, she's seen me do an hour, but, I don't think she gets a lot of the jokes as well. She's just happy to see me get a reaction.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's funny. She's just waiting for the rest of the class to come out. Yeah.
She is in a different show. Yeah. She's not the same. Yeah.
Just to bring it back to art, do you ever go to galleries or exhibitions or anything in India, or is that not really something you'd do as, like, a hobby?
Not really. Really at all. Yeah, in Bombay, actually, now I feel like going, because I realized that in Bombay has some really great museums that I've just passed by, you know, like, and I've been like, okay, I'll come here one day. But I haven't, actually. There's a friend of mine, a comedian friend of mine called Jia Sethi.
Mm-hmm.
Her father has an art gallery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we go there for, like, after parties, like, after shows and all.
That's the only time you go to a gallery.
Yeah, yeah. And we
if there's booze involved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We, like, pass by some great artwork, but we are intoxicated. And
maybe it's a good way to see the art.
Yeah, yeah.
What sort of art is it in the gallery, do you know?
No, there's like all kinds of, there's like there's like sculptures,
okay.
And there's some paintings. I think it's an auction house, if I'm not wrong.
Okay.
So yeah, bunch of things.
And do you have any favorite artists?
I think my favorite artist would be a comedian.
Which comedian?
I love Norm Macdonald.
Okay.
He's my all-time favorite.
Yeah.
And the city that I am from, Calcutta, it is known for its art and culture.
Mm-hmm.
Rabindranath Tagore, the, like, famous poet from India, he was from there. And, like, just like Satyajit Ray, like, one of the greatest filmmakers from India, they were all from there. But I haven't really, like, you know, dived. Like, my mom absolutely hates me for this. Like, my house has all the books of Tagore, like, you know, all the films of Ray. And I'm like, you know, I've just, like, watched it very infrequently. Like, it's not like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've not really gotten into it. Actually, my mom would hate this. She keeps telling me, even now, she wanted me to learn an instrument, like a musical instrument, and I didn't, because I was just busy playing. And you know what happened after I got married? I got married quite early, at like around 25.
Mm.
After I got married, my mom was like, okay, now you learn music, you did not do it when you were a kid, so why not now? So then she just got, like, instruments home at when I was 25, and instruments like the tabla and you know, so a bunch of others, and it's still lying there in my house.
That's
nobody's
so
touched it. Hopefully my kid will make use of it.
That's funny. So lots of pressure from your mom.
Yeah, but just unfulfilled.
Did she try and get you to play instruments as a kid?
Yeah. So what happened was, my mom actually took me to the school as well, the music school nearby. And my mom had a very interesting career. She was like, she was a school teacher for a government school, but she was also like a political activist.
Oh, wow.
So she was always in trouble. Okay. So she was always fighting court cases and, like, actual, like, physical, like, you know, fights she's had. And people have tried to, like, kill her and all, like,
oh,
that kind of thing. So my mom used to be always away. And this one day, she was like, today is the day when I put you in music school after, like, you know, thinking about it for like 6-7 months. Mm. My dad was away. My dad was in the Merchant Navy. So my mom took me to the school. And that day, the school was shut. Okay. And believe me, my mom did not take me back. She just did not have the time for, like, you know, the next few months. And by then, I had gotten into other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe it's more about her trying to
It's like
salvage that moment. Unfulfilled.
And so then she was like, she was telling my wife, okay, he doesn't want to do it. Why don't you start? So my wife is like, what the fuck is this? Why would you not sign up for this?
When you say people were trying to kill her, was this to do with the activism?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do you remember that then as a child?
I totally do. It was like, I'll never forget that. They came to, like, there was like a mob who attacked her with like, you know, those things where you cut vegetables from. It's like, I don't think you have it over here. It's called a boti. So it's like, you know, just a flat surface and then, like, you know, a knife kind of a thing. So yeah, that's deadly. And they attacked her with that. And our driver who was driving her around at that point, he was the one who had the presence of mind to kind of like push her out of the way. And then, like, you know, they escaped a mob, basically.
Oh my God. So they didn't manage to get to her?
They almost did. Like, it was, I've just heard the story that it was like very, very movie-like where, you know, last minute escape.
Pretty traumatic.
Yeah. You know what happened? Like, one time I got into trouble and they found my number and they called home. And I was not in Calcutta at that point. I was in Bombay. Mm-hmm. So my mom picked up the phone and these goons, they threatened her. And my mom didn't even report it to me because she thought the threats are for her.
So, this is not a message I need to pass.
Yeah, so after a week, when she found out that, okay, I'm in trouble and there's some cases and all, that's when she's like, oh, I got this call last week. Mm-hmm. I thought this was for me. And I was surprised because I am now retired. Why are they still calling me? I was like, oh my God.
Sounds like a very brave woman.
Yeah, she's had a very, very fascinating life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think these sort of memories informed your dark comedy series?
I'm pretty sure. I think everything that I do has been like
so it's about death, right?
Yeah it's about death. Afsos, it's a story of a suicidal man who is unable to kill himself because he may or may not be immortal. That's the storyline of Afsos.
It's a really funny idea.
I had a lot of fun making it.
But did you have complete creative control? I know sometimes when you have an idea commissioned, it can change a lot depending on who's...
I was really lucky.
Yeah.
I had complete creative control. They did not change a thing till we made the show and delivered it. After that, I got into trouble because of research and focus groups and all those things that, you know, platforms do before release.
Okay.
So that's when they asked me to change a lot of things. And we were like, that now it doesn't make sense. Like, if this was at script level or at shoot level, then you can change things around.
Yes, too late once it's in the
now camp. It's like, you know, I've delivered the show and now then they are like, why don't you change the first scene of the show? Why don't you change the end of first episode? I'm like, it's not possible. It's just like, I can't do it. But I got lucky because I know other people who are making shows and films. They have to like report to the platform every week. So they are mostly dealing with how to handle the client rather than actually, like, you know, writing and creating.
Yeah, it can be quite damaging to the idea, I think.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, answering deadlines rather than really, like, you know,
being creative.
So I was lucky. I think one of the reasons was that this was in the early days of Amazon Prime in India.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like a... not a big show. So I think we just like, they didn't really care about it too much.
Yeah.
Which worked out great for me.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And did you write with a team or did you?
Yes. I wrote with my childhood friends. Two people from Kolkata. One is a retired comic. He was a stand-up comedian. Mm-hmm. Now he's the only comic in India who's retired, and he has a crazy story as well. And Dibbo, so Saurabh Ghosh is the comedian, and Dibbo Chatterjee, who was my friend from school,
mm-hmm.
He's a director. So three of us, we just had the best time. It didn't feel like work at all.
Amazing. Yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah.
And did you have much say in the casting process?
Yeah. We had had say in everything. So we selected the director. We really got lucky with our director. Mm-hmm. She was so good. Like, she really elevated what we had on paper.
Yeah.
And the cast, we kind of knew the cast. Like, we had the cast in mind while writing it. And thankfully, yeah. We got them all.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Fantastic.
So do you think there would be a second series, or would you like to do another sort of drama?
Yeah, I'm working on a few things. I'm working on a film right now.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, a divorce comedy. And I'm also working on a couple of other shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very initial stage. The divorce comedy is one project where I have a script.
Yeah.
But it's the struggle is still on to put it together.
Okay.
And
does your wife know you're working on a divorce?
Yeah, comedy? Yeah. She knows. And and a couple of other projects I'm trying to put together. Let's see. But these things take a lot of time.
They sure do.
Yeah.
Painting or sculpture?
Oh my god. sculpture.
Portrait or landscape?
Landscape.
Oil or watercolour?
Watercolour.
Naturalism or surrealism?
Surrealism.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
No.
Calcutta or Mumbai?
Oh, Calcutta.
Bob Paisley or Jurgen Klopp?
Jurgen Klopp.
Premier League trophy or FA Cup?
Premier League trophy.
Tortured artist or practical engineer?
Tortured artist.
Talk about or think about art?
Think about art.
Looking at a painting close up or far away?
Close up.
Soho or Notting Hill?
Soho.
Private view or view of privates?
Private view or view of privates?
Yeah. Do you know what a private view is?
No.
It sounds like what you described, you know, when you go to a gallery and you have lots of drinks.
Okay,
so normally the day before an exhibition opens,
it would
be like a preview show.
All right.
So it's called a private view over
here. Okay.
Or a view of privates. You know what that is.
Private view.
Painting from life, landscape or still life?
Landscape.
Chess or football?
Football.
Football or cricket?
Football.
Art or music?
Music.
Art or books?
Books.
And comedy or art?
Comedy.
Thank you very much.
I think I came on the wrong podcast.
Yeah. No, it's good. I respect your honesty. So you're big into chess. Did you watch The Queen's Gambit?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's good.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. What happened? I got into chess because of a friend of mine called Samay Raina.
Mm-hmm.
He's a comic in Mumbai.
Yeah.
And he started streaming chess. This was before Queen's Gambit.
Okay.
He started streaming chess because all the shows were cancelled during lockdown. So So we would just go on YouTube streams and play chess. And that became a massive thing. It became a... Samay is probably the most popular chess creator in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, and we had just the best time playing chess with each other. And it would be, competitive. It would have banter. It would just...
Yeah.
It was the closest that we have come to become, sports people. So, on YouTube.
Yeah.
And there would
much be... Much easier from your house.
Yeah. Much easier on Zoom. And there would be, a big audience watching these streams live.
Oh, cool.
I remember there was a match where 75,000 people were watching us live. 75,000 people. And at the same time, there was actually an actual chess tournament where like grandmasters were playing, and that was getting like views like 6,000 or 7,000.
I bet they were so annoyed.
Yeah, I'm
you
sure.
Guys were getting more views.
I am sure they should be banning us. But then our chess is really horrible. It's not even like, you know, it's just comics playing chess. But I really got into it due to Samay and a few other comics.
Yeah.
I love it. I was actually playing chess on the way here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And do you still play football?
I still do, like once in a while, five-a-side.
Yeah, nice.
In Mumbai.
What's your position?
Midfielder.
Nice.
Yeah. See, I am a midfielder, but without all the aspects of the midfielder, which is like running box to box and all of that. I'm like mostly like,
you're a static midfielder.
Yeah, static midfielder. I just hope that I land a pass.
Hope you're in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think I'm going to sign my drawing. And are you nearly ready to?
Yeah, I would say I'm ready.
Will you sign yours as well?
My drawing is more of a stick figure.
I like it. Shall we show each other? The Liverpool shirt is very good.
Yeah. Your drawing is fantastic.
Oh, thank you. We've got different styles.
Yeah.
You've gone very delicately with your pencil marks.
Yeah. Actually, I have no idea what I've done. Okay. But your seems like he's going to score. Yeah, mine seems like he's going to miss not the goal, the ball.
His leg won't reach the ball.
Yeah.
Do you think we should send them to David Beckham?
No. Let that be, actually. let him live his life.
He might like them. I bet he's never received any fan art before. Thank you so much
for
coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
It's been lovely to chat to you. Is there anything you'd like to plug?
No, I actually am going back and I have no shows for the next couple of
months.
You're
retiring.
Yeah, I'm retiring for a couple of months. I'm just going to go back to the kid and just be with her for 2 months.
Oh, that sounds so nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, enjoy.
Lovely to meet you.
Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Remember, if you want to see mine and Anirban's drawings from today's episode, then make sure you're following Secret Artists on social media at Secret Art Pod. If you enjoyed it, why not leave us a lovely, tasty review? You can also make a one-off donation via the link in the show notes. Make sure you're following Anirban if you're not already. He's on Instagram, AnirbanDasgupta5. And he's on X, formerly Twitter, at ADG_5. Thank you very much for listening and see you next time. Goodbye.
Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.